magnitude of this game at this time of the year because of the opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to guard even more so against the extracurricular stuff, especially with this particular division opponent?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you never want to. We've had enough penalties. We don't need any more. You know, I think if you look at our offense, the number one thing that's stalled us out has been drive-killing penalties. When we don't commit penalties, we tend to be pretty successful on offense. So, you know, you always want to stay away from things, and obviously against a rivalry game, you got to make sure you keep your cool just a little bit more.
The way that they've been playing, I guess they surprised some people given the rookie quarterback, just like you guys have, but do you have to keep it even cleaner, even not beat yourselves here, just because they've been playing really good football?
I mean, they're a good football team. They're playing really well right now. They have you know, a lot of respect for this defense. They play hard. They play physical. Got some really good players on it. So, I mean, whenever you're playing against good teams, you can't commit as many mistakes. You know, I think we were fortunate, actually, last week offensively to commit as many mistakes as we did in our defense to keep us in that game. You know, we know that that's not necessarily going to always be the case. So we got to be able to focus on what went wrong last week, what led to these mistakes, and go out there and play a clean game, and you know, go out there and get a win for us.
Jason, what are some of the little things that they're doing defensively? I mean, statistically, they're not in the top 20 even in total defense, but they haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher, they haven't allowed a 100-yard receiver. What are the little things they're doing, and they're giving up less than 18 points a game?
Yeah, I don't really – I think their defense, they play really, really well together. You know, you have Sean Lee, he's probably their biggest standout player on defense. And outside of that, you got a bunch of guys that play hard for each other. Not the biggest group up front, but they slant and angle them, which makes it difficult to get wood on them sometimes. This coordinator does a good job of putting guys in good positions and stuff like that. I think they're a very solid defense, and we're going to have to go in there with our A game to be able to be successful on offense.
Can you look at Rusty versus Rusted? You guys came off by Rusty. It looked like they did last week, too, and now the Cowboys are coming off the bye. But I know you guys, I'll say the opposite, that you actually gain a lot from bye week.
Yeah, I mean, under Andy Reid, I think we went something like 15 years in a row of winning the game after the bye week. So I don't buy into any of that. And I think if you look at the Detroit game, the offense actually played pretty well in that game. The defense kind of struggled in the first half. And, you know, barring a few plays and a few calls there, we end up winning that game, too. So I don't really buy into the whole bye week thing. They're going to be well rested. They're going to have a lot of energy. So we're going to have to go out there and match it in their atmosphere as it's in Dallas this week. So this is going to be a tough one for us.